The recently closed merger of United Health Group and Change Healthcare could be in jeopardy after the DOJ submitted an appeal to an earlier judge's decision to allow it to move forward. A coalition of states is calling on CMS to drop its vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, and former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to prison last week. It's Tuesday, November 22nd. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The U.S. Department of Justice is appealing a Washington, D.C. District Court judge's decision to allow United Health Group to acquire Change Healthcare in a $13 billion deal. The DOJ was joined by two states, New York and Minnesota, in filing a notice of appeal on Friday. Neither those two states nor the DOJ have yet provided a reason for this latest challenge. The DOJ previously sued to stop the merger in February, alleging that the deal could harm competition in commercial health markets. In its February filing, it said that by acquiring Change, United Health would have access to competitively sensitive data from the insurer's rivals, including how they calculate payments to providers and how their plans are designed. However, in its September ruling, the D.C. District Court rejected that challenge, saying that the DOJ's case was based on speculation. Because of that favorable ruling, United Health and Change Healthcare finalized their merger in early October, and Change is currently being folded into United Health's information and data subsidiary, Optum. It remains to be seen what happens next for the now combined organization with the appeal. Minnesota-based United Health Group is the nation's largest health insurance provider, with total revenue topping $286 billion in 2021. Change Healthcare is one of the largest health technology companies in the United States, earning more than $3 billion last year. Attorneys general in 22 states have filed a petition for the Biden administration to withdraw its COVID-19 vaccination mandate for healthcare workers and all related guidance. The initiative is being led by Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson, with 21 other state AGs signing onto the petition, including Texas, Virginia, and Ohio. The petition letter was sent to Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra and Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSure. The letter claimed that CMS rushed its November 2021 rule requiring healthcare workers to get vaccinated and sidestepped the proper notice and comment requirements. The letter also claims that the mandate is making the widespread healthcare workforce shortage worse for both workers and patients, and that states will be further impacted if they're required to enforce the mandate. Quote, healthcare workers will lose their jobs or not return if they already have. States will lose frontline healthcare workers, providers, suppliers, and services, and America's most vulnerable populations will lose access to necessary medical care. End quote. A CMS spokesperson told Becker's that it was aware of the petition but did not comment further, as a number of the states included in the petition are also plaintiffs in other lawsuits looking to overturn the vaccine rule. The Supreme Court declined to hear a Missouri-led 10-state suit challenging the vaccine mandate in October after a circuit court vacated an order blocking the rule from going into effect. Former Theranos founder and CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison by a California judge last Friday. Holmes was convicted on 4 of 11 federal counts of fraud in January after a San Jose jury concluded that she had lied to investors while raising $700 million for the failed startup. She was acquitted on charges of patient-related fraud since the jury was not convinced that Holmes had intentionally lied to patients in order to get them to pay for flawed tests. Founded in 2003, Theranos caught the interest of investors and healthcare stakeholders for its promise to deliver efficient, accurate, and less expensive blood tests for consumers, with significantly less blood drawn on its Edison machines. At its peak, the unicorn company was valued at $9 billion and had a lucrative partnership with Walgreens to bring its machines to select pharmacy locations. However, the Edison machines did not work and provided inaccurate results. This is a rare case of a tech entrepreneur being charged and convicted for fraud. However, the case did highlight the pervasive fake it till you make it adage that's ingrained in Silicon Valley startup culture. Theranos' rise and fall shows that that approach may be antithetical to healthcare. Holmes is scheduled to begin her sentence in late April 2023, though it's expected that she will appeal the judge's ruling. Holmes' former boyfriend and business partner Ramesh Balwani, better known as Sonny, is expected to be sentenced early next month after being found guilty in July of 12 counts of conspiracy and fraud. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly Gist. The Gist Healthcare Daily podcast is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.